You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. We've got old mate Tim Batt in the studio. Kia ora, Tim.
Kia ora.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, man. These headphones are so loud.
Oh, do you want me to turn them down for you?
Wait. I'm kind of fine with it, but like, okay. It was Rob, wasn't it?
It was Rob.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Rob. Oh, they are so loud. There you go. Is that a bit better?
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
save your hearing for one more day. It's good to have you in the studio. You're here to talk about the worst idea of all time, which is your now quite legendary podcast with Guy Montgomery.
You want to know a crazy fact?
Yes, please.
This coming February, we will have been doing the show for 10 years.
Whoa. Wow. What has happened to time? That's crazy.
It's pretty buzzy. Yeah.
Can you run us through the basic premise of the worst idea of all time?
Sure.
for the uninitiated, please, Tim?
10 years ago, Guy and I were actually working together on he was hosting a TV show on a youth station that only existed for like 2 years that TVNZ ran. And I was reviewing toilets every Monday night with him.
Nice.
And we struck a nice little thing, and then they pulled the plug on the whole channel. And so Guy was like, we should do something else. So we decided to watch and review Grown Ups 2 over and over and over and over again. So for a whole year, every week, we just watched and reviewed Grown Ups 2.
Nice.
And it kind of like blew up. We traveled to the States. We had a sold out final show in Los Angeles at a big cinema with all our fans. And we've kept going. We've done both Sex and the City movies.
Oh, classics.
For a year.
Yeah.
We did a Zac Efron movie called We Are Your Friends. I've got a tattoo of Patrick Schwarzenegger on my butt from the first season from
nice.
Kind of losing a bet with our fans who funded our trip to fly over to America. But this season, we have been watching all of the Fast and Furious franchise, but in reverse order.
Fantastic.
So we started watching F9
yep.
9 times.
Oh,
and then
okay.
we did F8 8 times, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. And we are nearly freaking done.
Hoorah!
So we're about to win. So here's the thing with the Fast franchise as well. They get worse the higher the number.
Mm. Oh.
So we saw the worst ones the most times first.
You've kind of given yourself a treat this way
this
around.
This is it. So this time, the ending is actually kind of nice because now we've just been watching Too Fast, Too Furious, which we got to see twice.
Nice. Yes.
My yardstick's a bit broken.
I was going to say, just telling us all the films you've been watching religiously for the last 10 years, I'm not sure how to feel about this, but
ranking them against the rest of the Fast franchise, Too Fast, yeah. Too Furious, not a bad one.
Love
not
it.
A bad one at all.
And apparent metric you've got.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to, let's say, 11 movies, it ranks pretty high. But now we're going to get to watch The Fast and The Furious, where the whole
Ooh.
Journey began this Friday at the Hollywood Avondale.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to, they're screening the movie, and then we're going to do a live podcast.
Oh, fabulous. This sounds like a perfect way to kick the weekend into gear. And I think really lean into the silliness of this season.
I think so. And also all the proceeds are going to the Auckland City Mission. I'd hasten to add because it's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time. And as I've already said this morning, it's time to jingle some bells. It really is.
I love that. It's really I'm going to use that.
So with this kind of decade now of film watching that you've done, how do you pick the films? Like, what is the
There's
conversation?
No system.
Okay.
And we kind of take pride in that. Like, so we did Grown Ups 2, and then we did Sex and the City 2 as our first two seasons. And
yep.
everyone was like, oh, okay, I get it. These guys do sequels. And then we were like, if you guys, you don't know us, you're not my mum. So we did We Are Your Friends, which is just this totally out
Random.
Of left field attempt at making Zac Efron like an indie movie star.
Honestly,
didn't take off.
I was going to say, I love Zac Efron though. You picked some kind of like camp classics almost
yeah.
in the way that you've leant into these.
We've also done a whole season of the Emmanuel series of softcore pornographies that used to be on Sky One. So if you're of a certain age, you might remember those. If you're parents' default lock code was 0000. Came on at midnight in Sky One.
How does it feel to be at this point in your career, Tim, as a comedian, as a media commentator, as a person who people go to for reckons on stuff, to be able to get into a theatre full of people, play a movie that is arguably, possibly... not an amazing film, and then talk about it. It must feel quite good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. But obviously my brain is completely turned to mush. My bit, like, it's funny because he sort of brought up the fact recently. I do a little bit of writing for flicks.co.nz, so I do like movie reviews and stuff. It's just because Steve thinks it's funny to give me assignments because my brain is mush. My yardstick for whether a film is good or not is so fundamentally broken at this point that I have like no critical taste that anyone should listen to or respect. But it is fun that we can go and put a movie on at the Hollywood Avondale and watch it with some people.
That sounds cool. Very enjoyable. What are your plans for 2024? I feel like I'm asking you to give me a CV or something. What is on the horizon for you guys?
For worst idea, we're not sure, but like this format's over, baby. it's done. I could probably do it a little bit more, but guys, like, it's over, bro. Like, this is, we've got to put
parents now, you know, you got exactly. You got young people to look after.
Yeah, we've legitimately got families. It takes a surprising amount of time when you're watching, you know, like a 2 or 3 hour movie and then doing an hour record.
And then if you watch it 9 times, you know, it really adds up.
Gets a bit hectic. So we're worst idea will live on, and we're just figuring out exactly what it will be. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Suggestions open.
5395. Text in. If people want to come and see The Worst Idea of All Time this Friday, watching The Fast and the Furious at the Hollywood Avondale,
this is just a rare opportunity to watch that movie in a cinema.
Which is, I think, a really good thing, because as you said, like, there's a reason there are 9 movies made.
Yeah, this one's apparently real good.
Have you ever seen it before?
I don't think so. Right. I've struggled to remember. I'm pretty sure I haven't.
I was trying to think about this morning as well. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've never seen any of the franchise.
But we'll come on Friday.
Yeah exactly. This
Which
is a great
one's
excuse.
Tokyo Drift in?
Tokyo Drift is number 3, but chronologically it's actually set between number 7 and 8. It makes the timeline quite confusing.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's like Star Wars.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there's a lot of retconning that goes on.
Yeah,
Tokyo Drift slaps though, because the guy who plays Han is fantastic. He's so charismatic.
So good.
But the star, Lucas Black, charisma black hole. Anyway,
actually,
Friday.
Before we get into the weeds of that, who's been your fave character in the Fast and Furious franchise?
Oh, I've got a bit of a crush on Ramsay. She's the hacker that turns up in F8 and F9.
Yeah.
They're bad movies, but
she's cool.
Super cute.
Yeah. Fair enough. Where can people get tickets for The Worst Idea of All Time this week?
Under the Radar.
Fab.
You just Google Worst Idea of All Time or worstideaofalltime.com. It's all on the front page there.
Fabulous. Tim Batt, it is a pleasure to have you in the studio. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you at the Hollywood this weekend.
Happy holidays, everyone. See you Friday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.